order.
Thank you, Philip. I welcome Christian Kasper, head of the International Cooperation at FES head office in Berlin. I also welcome Jorgen Stetten, my friend from FES head office, who leads the Asia and Pacific region. I would, on behalf of all the members of the PPG who are here today and those who are missing, like to say a very fond and a sad farewell to Philip, because he's leaving us. And we welcome Rolf Pesch, who's no stranger to this region, having previously worked in Afghanistan. I will be doing a disservice if I don't highlight the working of the PPG. It was due to the unwavering commitment of our outstanding members, many of whom are here today, that made this project successful. And I would like also to place on record and say with pride that, honestly, comparing ourselves with the other policy groups, we did perform much above anyone else's level. And this is a general applause for the members of the PPG, and it's their hard work. And this is what has made us effective also. This project is now 4 years old, and I remember when we had discussions about this project in Tutzing, and I could not, I will imagine that we would travel such a long distance. And frankly, I was looking at a year or a 2 years commitment at the most. But it appears that as we went deeper into it, we got involved into other issues. At times we were cynical, at times we thought we were overstretching, at times we also thought that we are assuming the responsibility of track one, which is not our mandate. But all said and done, I think the members of the PPG have performed outstandingly, and I personally would like to say a thank you to each one of you individually. Coming to the trends of the current situation as it prevails in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the conflict in Afghanistan, I'll make some general remarks. Of course, my colleagues in the PPG have their own views and ideas. And I will also explain my own conversion from being a multilateralist to a bilateralist now. And I think the proof of that emerged yesterday when in the QCG, the quadrilateral coordinating group, Afghanistan did not participate. Now that, I think, is something that I had always been saying, but it needed some ground support and some findings from people who make these decisions at the grassroots level. And I was fortunate to have two opportunities recently of visiting Kabul, and one of the visits for 3 days was to Kandahar. I did meet the local elders, and I came away with the impression that this war is far from over. It's not going anywhere, it's changing shape. And I think what Mr. Stretton referred to, there is also a shift. The global politics in many ways is going back to the 18th, 19th century of balance of power, of containment, of trying to achieve other objectives by having troops inside Afghanistan. Now that issue is something that is worrying, because if the objective changes, which it did when 2011 ended with the death of Osama bin Laden, the objective of the US troops in Afghanistan, which was to decimate Al-Qaeda and its effectiveness. After 2011, there was nothing left, and the war shifted. And another objective came up, which was to secure the Afghan state. It was there before also, but now it has again changed. So like in science fiction, you have these changelings, they are called, who change shape, who change direction, who can maneuver different things. I think we are in a very dangerous shifting situation. And how to deal with it will be a tough task for Pakistan as well as others who are engaged inside Afghanistan. The 3 decades of turmoil in Afghanistan from 1979 till to date has created certain habits of mind in the Afghan elite. And I'm being very frank and honest, and I'm not being disrespectful. It's just an analysis for better understanding. For them, there is no such thing as the long term. Conditions change so rapidly, so the best strategy is in such a situation is to take an advantage here and now rather than postpone satisfaction. Therefore, there's a clash between the objective of nation building, which takes decades, and the elite's own requirements and behaviors. And that, I think, is very evident in the case of Afghanistan. Secondly, given this short-termism, they feel that it is safer to base their income on rent rather than long-term investments. Therefore, they are always going to remain a fiscally deficit state. And a fiscally deficit state has a tough time becoming a conventional state with strengths in its different institutions. In such an economy and the concomitant political system, patronage loyalties trump nation building. The Afghan elite would wish to remain abroad in safety and will...
Ahmed Khan and Dr. Yusuf Sarwar.